Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Sam Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Matt.
So, you're presenting the film Savages here at the festival. And just for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with the film, would you maybe like to say a few words to introduce it, and then we can talk about it in more depth?
Yeah, so Savage is a New Zealand film. It's set in the gang world of New Zealand, which is sort of a historical story set in the 60s, 70s and 80s with three chapters, with this character called Danny as a 10-year-old, where he gets ripped from his family and placed in state care. Then as a teenager, where he's sort of living life on the streets, and finding this family, finding this gang. And then in the 80s as an adult. And it's sort of about him trying to find love and belonging and connection.
Now, just to start us off, it's kind of nice to find out a little bit more about the cultural context of the movie. Is there, a historical connection or a history of gangs in New Zealand that's worth mentioning?
Yeah, totally. It's sort of all based around the history, the true history of New Zealand gangs. I came into the story talking to gang members. I made a short film called Lambs, which was about juvenile delinquents. Wow. And sort of researching that world, hanging out with youth gangs, connected me into the adult gang world, and I sort of talked to these guys in these very sort of violent, secretive New Zealand gangs, like the Mongrel Mob and Black Power, who are not supposed to talk to strangers. But I sort of got talking to them and, found out more about their world, the rules, the values, the internal conflicts. But it was sort of their childhood stories that I found really interesting, how they, came from being a 10-year-old boy into being a, often violent sort of gang member.
I mean, just listening to you say that, it's very interesting. Did you ever find that research process and even working on that short film dangerous, given the fact that, it is dangerous people, or apparently so, that you were talking to?
Yeah, when I was hanging out with this youth gang, I had a camera with me. And I went into their house and, we drunk and, did spots on the stove. Got high, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I was already feeling a little bit edgy and paranoid, in this sort of state house. And then, their Uncle John came home and he had just been arrested for burglary and just been, released from the police station. And he came home and found me there with his camera and was like, can I swear on this?
Yeah, you can swear.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm just, hanging out with these kids. And those guys were like, he's fine, don't worry about him, Uncle John, And he's like, fuck, and walks out of the room. And I'm thinking, Uncle John wants me to leave. And they're like, no, he's fine. And then later on as well, he looks at me and, you still fucking here, And I'm like, I really think Uncle John wants me to leave. And they're like, no, he's, what are you talking about? He's fine, And like their idea of what constituted a threat level was so different to mine. I was feeling, for them who constantly live in this world of violence, no punches were being thrown and they didn't feel any sort of level of, threat.
No, it's interesting because, for instance, in your film, I mean, when you think of violent people like that and really intense people who just, live a very different life from ours, and they admit it too in the film because they do say that they see humans as animals. Mm. But it's interesting because when we look at people like that, it's even hard when we're confronted with them face to face to think that maybe they became that way because of something, like there is an origin story. So it's also interesting to hear that you were trying to find out about those origins, about what happened in childhood perhaps that led them to this life.
Yeah, it's all about the push and pull into that world. What are the forces that drove them in there? I sort of believe people are products of their environment in a way, and that if I was in their shoes, I'd be in the same place. Yeah. And the pull is the idea of a family, of community, of safety, of hanging out with these people who are all in the same situation as you. And it, comes from wanting to belong and wanting to feel love. And, that was sort of the genesis of the story for me, because when I was writing the film, I was in quite a dark sort of place, and you know, had just sort of lost a girlfriend and lost a job, and didn't get funding, and you know, I was injured, I was bedridden because my ankle was screwed, and I was sort of just feeling quite isolated from the world and wanting connection, and it was sort of this gang world was a way for me to tell the story of a character who's isolated from the world and wants these, you know, quite tender desires of love and belonging. But to put him in a really masculine, intense world where those sort of emotions can't be expressed easily.
Yeah, this is very interesting to me that you're saying that, because another aspect that I feel is not understood as much as perhaps should be, but it is a vital part of this sort of world, is that they do get the affection that they never got elsewhere. By being in these gangs, I mean, there's something very reassuring and very loving as well in being part of these gangs. It's so interesting to me that you were in that place when you started like looking for this sort of attention and affection, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really important to me that the gang members not be presented just externally as, you know, people who are just violent criminals, that they're evil and, you know, just doing these criminal acts. And I think already a lot of people, a lot of New Zealanders, have this view of them. And I think it was much more interesting for me to try and go inside and behind the curtain and to understand and to be compassionate. Because I think, you know, if we can all understand how people got from A to B, I think, and be more compassionate about that, I think the world would be, you know, a much better place.
It's not impossible to actually hear, you know, be talking about this here and see some sort of a reflection of this and what's happening in politics, for example, right now in the States or in Europe, you know. Maybe that's also a sort of a reassurance in a completely different context, but perhaps psychologically not so much as we may think. What, you know, another question I'd like to ask you actually is about how you create that atmosphere with your actors then. I mean, is there a bonding process perhaps, or is there a specific way in which you work with them?
Well, first of all, it's casting. So it was really important to me to find authentic casting, for me to go to the community. And so we put a call out on Facebook asking for people, you know, we sort of said something like, don't mind if you have criminal records, broken teeth, scars, tattoos, that sort of thing. And we got about 7,000 people from around New Zealand submitting their photos and, you know, little bios. And we chose about 2,000 from that and went around, traveled around each city and auditioned these people who have never acted before and who were very brave in coming forward and were from a very different world. You know, there were a number of gang members who auditioned, which for them, who don't know anything about that casting process, to step into that room and make themselves vulnerable like that was actually really special. And it was, I felt a duty to make sure that they left that room feeling like they've done a great job. And what was exciting was actually the number of incredible performances that came from that process. I felt just like I had so much choice in terms of casting these roles. In fact, I've got all of these people who were incredible, but this wasn't a role written for them. And I feel like, you know, I have all these assets that I'd love to use in another film.
Yeah, you did. Would you like revisit that world?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would. And mostly because I get excited and inspired by actors and by the people, you know. I think, you know, New Zealand's a place of 4 million and, you know, it's you know, we have fantastic, brilliant actors there. But it was quite hard, particularly to find the lead role of this Pākehā, large, staunch, yeah. Pākehā is white person in New Zealand. Yeah. And, so, yeah, we were really lucky to find Jake. He sent a self-tape in from Australia.
Yeah.
And I went over there and auditioned him, and he immediately sort of owned the space and the room when he walked into the audition room and walked right across the room, didn't even really look at me. It was like he was just sort of owning the space, and then came in and gave this really intense, incredible audition. So
it does have that imposing presence, which obviously must have been very important in the film.
Yeah, he comes from a fighting background as well. He was a Australian champion at Taekwondo. I think he might have been fourth in the world as well at one point.
Yeah.
You know, he had that physicality to him, which was really important because he was playing the sergeant role, the enforcer, and the enforcer has to inspire fear in the other gang members, you know, and feel like he could actually, you know, do damage.
Right. I just wanted to ask you as a final question, because I'm aware of time and we're almost out of it. You mentioned the word compassion earlier, and I'm very interested because obviously this is also a film that's quite intense. I mean, we talked about the violence, and also there's fighting in it. There's just a even psychological intensity as well. Is it hard to find the balance of compassion and this sort of more maybe, hard and rough intensity?
Yeah, I mean, I think that balance is really important to me, because we don't want to romanticize these gang members either and show that, they're all just teddy bears, because there's a lot of victims of gang violence, and it's important that, you see that it has these negative consequences as well and damages someone who's trying to get out of that environment. So, sorry, what was the question again? It was about...
The balance of compassion and, rough intensity. And
yeah. So, I mean, look, my whole, I guess, approach to the film is to make it emotionally real, to set it in a world where people can actually get hurt, not just physically hurt, but emotionally hurt. Right. So every action has an emotional reaction, and that makes it feel more real and authentic and raw. And so, if you're doing that, then I think it actually does both of those two things that you said.
Well, there'd be lots more that I'd like to ask you, but unfortunately we are completely out of time, but thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot. And I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Savages, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.